from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I am with John Spears, director of the Buffalo and Erie County Public Library. John, it's almost back to school for kids in the Buffalo Public School District. We know a lot of kids like to come to the library after school to meet with friends and get their work done. Walk us through, you know, the library checklist, so to speak, when you're preparing for more kids staying for extended periods of time at the library.
You know, a lot has changed since March of 2023. When we had the sudden influx of the students here, and we are well prepared for Thursday when they do arrive. We have security precautions in place, but I do need to add that those are for the benefit of everyone. Those provide safety for everyone who comes in, both teens and non-teens. We've established a new teen space. This will be something new for the teens this year. It did have a soft opening towards the end of last school year. But we have an entrance now that was not present there before. So people and teens will be able to walk into the library and take an immediate space, immediate left turn into a space that is dedicated just for their use. So that is going to be a huge improvement over things in the past. We also have a whole slate of programs that we have set up for the teens so that when they come back to the library, they'll have some things to do as well.
Yeah, I know. We know a big priority for the library has been security, especially over the years with the kids breaking out into fights in and around the library. Can you just walk us back a little bit briefly through everything that the library went through and has implemented to ensure everyone is in a safe environment?
Sure. So starting at the end of 2022, heading into Christmas, we started to see a lot more teens using the central library. And over January and February, we had literally hundreds of teens who would be here after school. At the time, we did not have a dedicated teen space. We didn't have much in the realm of programming available for them. And so we really weren't necessarily prepared to serve them in the way that they needed to be served. There were, of course, a lot of fights. This is something that that made the news, that the community became aware of. And we took several steps in order to try to create a safe environment for the teens and for the rest of the public that uses the library as well. From the very beginning, we did not want the teens to feel unwelcome. We didn't want to be one more place where they were seen as a problem and they were pushed away. Our approach was, these are clientele of the library, and if we have hundreds of them here, then we need to create services to meet their needs. And that was really the guiding light that informed our actions. We started working with the peacemakers, and we have a contract with them where they come in and provide assistance in monitoring the teens' behavior, but also in they do outreach to the teens as well, and making sure that the teens know that they have some friendly faces here beyond just the library staff that can work with them as well as they go through the typical problems that teens have. We created a team space. We instituted new security protocols, such as closing the Ellicott Street entrance at 5 o'clock, at 3 o'clock. And so we only have the Washington Street entrance open for the majority of the time that the teens are here. And that allows us to monitor the crowd and know who's here and who isn't, and much better than when we have two entrances open at the same time. That pretty much sums it up. But we've seen a huge difference in when the teens first arrived and now. And it's an interesting thing to say, too, that over the summer, we didn't see the teens leave. There were still teens here that were using the library, not, of course, in the numbers that we expect to see come Thursday when school starts. But the teens definitely do see this as their space now in a positive way. And that's something that we are very proud of.
Yeah, I was going to ask you to kind of compare, but it seems like you've addressed that. And I know a big part of the security plan, at least at that time when we were talking to you, was the presence of the Buffalo Peacemakers, as you mentioned, who they themselves just say, you know, their presence alone is oftentimes enough to prevent kids from fighting each other. But how much Peacemaker presence is in the library now, and how much of a role do you have them playing for this upcoming school year?
You know, the Peacemakers are not meant to be a replacement for our security officers. They're meant to provide a different type of presence in the library. We have our security officers, we have the Peacemakers, and then we also have two sheriff's deputies who are stationed here as well. Each of them provide different roles, but all of them are here to make sure that everyone who comes through the door feels welcome and safe. We typically have a handful of Peacemakers here at a given time, and they respond to issues not just in the library, but also on the library grounds. A lot of times there might be, well, not a lot, it doesn't happen very often, but on the ramp to the library or the Ellicott Street underpass, we want to make sure that not just the building is safe, but also the area around it as well.
I know the library, like you mentioned, has also installed a new teen space, which gives the kids a more dedicated environment for learning. How much do you think this factors into safety and, you know, providing that programming for the students?
I think it's a huge factor. I think that giving them a space of their own, first of all, it will remove them from other areas of the library where if an incident does happen, it might lead other users of the library to feel that feel unwelcome or unsafe. But we've really seen that giving the teens a sense of ownership of their own area, that alone accomplishes a tremendous amount. Before, the library was just a place for them to hang out, and there wasn't really anything here that they could call their own. Once we built them a designated area, and it's a pretty large chunk of our real estate here, that they feel a sense of ownership, it's their area. And we've seen an incredible change in the behavior when they are in that area because it's their area. They don't want to mess it up.
Certainly, a lot has been done, given 2 years ago, now coming from last year, and then heading into this year. What is your level of worry, I guess you could say? Has it gone down to a tinge, or is it practically non-existent at this point?
I don't want to say that it's non-existent. I think that anytime you're the director of a library, you always have concerns part of my job is to think of the worst case scenarios.
Sure.
But what I can say is that when it comes to the teens here, I feel that we have done just about everything that could be done in order to ameliorate the problem, and I think we've been incredibly successful. Do I have concerns that we are ever going to return to what it was like in the beginning of 2023? I think we're well past that, and I don't think we ever will go back there. I don't think the teens would allow it to happen themselves.
Very well said. Anything else you thought about adding to help make the library safer, or any student events or programming that you wanted to mention?
We have quite a few programs that are coming up. Stitch Buffalo is going to be doing block printing demos. We always will have free snacks provided after school in the teen space. There's going to be a teen resource fair that's going to have volunteer opportunities, things for teens to do. We have ongoing crafts such as mural making, and then we're going to bring in outside groups as well. So, for instance, we have the Buffalo Niagara LGBTQ History Project that's going to be tabling in the library as well, that's going to be working with teens. We always welcome outside groups to come into the library, and we would love to work with them so that they can connect with the teens as well. So for anyone who's listening, if you have a service or if you do programming for teens, please reach out to us because we'd love to explore what type of partnership opportunities we might be able to have with you.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
What?
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.